Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning and welcome to the third hour of Today. I'm in shock right now. It's Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Dylan here with Al, Chanel, and Craig.
Gotta tell them why you're in shock. Just tell them because you just caught Mr. Roker in a lie.
No, it wasn't.
Well, no. Well, Chanel and I had our radio show yesterday, right? Off the rails on Sirius XM. And at the last minute, Al. Al says, sorry.
I just want to say, our producer, Greeny, said right before this started that we're really heavy, so don't ad lib. Let's just go.
You're making it longer. So anyway, Al said he overbooked himself and he realized, I had a scheduling mistake. I couldn't.
After he invited us over for lunch.
After he invited us over for lunch. Turns out you were out to lunch with your wife.
Yeah.
You didn't have a scheduling conflict.
Yeah, I did.
You chose your wife over. Well,
is that an issue?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Said,
makes sense. Okay. Anyway, it's a very busy morning here. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and hard to believe we're already talking about holiday travel. Our friend Stephanie Rule tells us when you need to book, which days you should circle on the calendar to travel, and most importantly, how to save some money.
All right, and then we've been having fun this week with some popular TikTokers, and today, the father of four, he's known as Simply Sal. He has like a million plus followers. He's going to join us to share some of his go-to gadgets for the home and his hacks to help organize your space. I think a lot of people like seeing a dad this. And he is super popular. Right. So
there you go. Sal. I'm going to get into all that. But first, we want to talk about last night's Broadway is back.
Yeah.
Lights back on. Some of the biggest shows returning last night. Craig and I, really fortunate. We were there for the return of Hamilton. Some of the audience was literally waiting for years to see the show. And we got to catch up with Miguel Cervantes. I actually saw him play Hamilton in Chicago.
Sure.
And Crystal Joy Brown, who plays Eliza.
Do you feel the, in a sense, responsibility almost to bring some sense of normalcy to our lives?
Tonight's not about Hamilton. It's about the city. It's about the country. It's about renewing our life and getting back to the new and moving forward.
Crystal, what are you most excited about?
So I'm excited to be with my cast and crew, and I'm also excited to look out into an audience full of people who are there to be inspired.
She was inspiring last
night. Yeah, very much so. The whole cast.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And we got to, at the Richard Rodgers Theater, there's a balcony on the actual marquee.
There it is, yeah.
That's where you were.
Roker screened my people, and his people screamed back.
That's right.
I love that.
And Craig bought the Dylan
shirt. How did they like it?
Oh, my God.
What did they think?
The kids, they were talking about it on the way to school this morning. They loved it. Dell sang from beginning to end.
Did Sibby stay up the whole time?
They both. I was surprised, too.
Wow.
Stayed awake the whole time, fully engaged.
I was very proud to have given them some peanut M&Ms just to jack them up a little.
They were so excited. Mr. Roker. And he gives, like, candy. Thank you for that.
We should say Wicked and Lion King reopened too. It was interesting when Savannah and Hoda were interviewing some of the cast from Wicked. They got a little teary, and it just kind of put it in perspective for me. As exciting as it is for the audience and the people who are able to come from all over the country, these actors and actresses have been through so much. A lot of them haven't worked.
Yeah.
So.
And not just the actors and actresses.
The crew. 100%.
This is their craft.
The folks who give out the
playbills.
Yes. The people who work the concessions. I mean, it's such a ripple. The restaurants. All around Broadway.
The whole thing. So we are happy that it is back. All right. Well, Craig, you had a big night last night because you also, I guess this morning, had a big interview for this story that we know you've been following closely from South Carolina. I saw the headlines this morning and I immediately thought of you.
Yeah, this one, it just keeps getting stranger, actually. We're talking about the murder mystery involving a prominent legal family, the Murdochs. They first made headlines back in June when Maggie Murdoch and her son Paul were found shot and killed. That's a crime that remains unsolved. Well, then earlier this month, the father, Alec Murdoch, told police that someone shot him on a rural road when he was changing his tire. Well, breaking overnight, police arrested a suspect in that case, but there's another twist. Police now say Alec Murdoch planned the crime himself and actually hired a former client, a guy named Curtis Edward Smith, this is his mugshot, hired him to shoot him, even gave him the gun to do it. I spoke exclusively with Alec's attorney, Dick Karpootlian, earlier on today, and he told me since losing his wife and son, Alec battled depression and turned to opioids and that he wanted his surviving son to collect a $10 million insurance policy. Here's what he said. To be clear, there's no connection between that shooting on the side of the road that he faked and the killing of his wife and son.
None whatsoever, except he was in a dark, dark, dark place and wanted to help his son in any way he could, the remaining son, Buster, in any way he could. And he thought this was the only way he could leave him with anything.
So he went on to say that he fully expects that his client is going to be arrested at some point here in the not too distant future. But he also admitted that his client had, in fact, been stealing money from the law firm as well.
Like how
millions,
much?
Millions of dollars.
And he blamed it on he was buying opioids? That's a lot of money for opioids.
That is one of the outstanding questions.
Well, you're from this area. I mean, it's when it's a small town, everybody kind of knows everybody. I mean, has this just kind of consumed?
Oh, it's all consuming. I mean, this is a family. I mean, they've been a prominent legal family since the 1920s.
Wow.
Four generations of solicitors in this part of South Carolina. So they've got deep roots, deep roots. But It's a bizarre story on so many levels, and it looks like it's not over
yet. Yeah, every day it gets more bizarre. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, another story we're watching closely for you this morning, the historic countdown and the liftoff in Florida. The long-awaited launch day is finally here for the Inspiration 4 mission as Elon Musk's SpaceX prepares to send the world's first all-civilian crew into orbit tonight.
That's right. Billionaire Jared Isaacman serves as commander of the flight, launch also a major fundraiser for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Here to break down the mission ahead, former NASA astronaut and author of the new book, Floating in Darkness, A Journey of Evolution, Ron Heron joins us now from Florida at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day here. That's a great day to launch a rocket.
It certainly seems that way. You know, and we just had Sir Richard Branson on the show yesterday. We're talking about this whole space race, you know, because of Virgin Galactic, then there was Blue Origin. But today's SpaceX is different. I mean, this is legit going into space. I mean, even beyond the International Space Station, beyond the Hubble telescope. Tell us what's involved here.
Yeah, as you said, this is the big difference between those missions that we saw before with Virgin Galactic, with Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, with Blue Origin, is those were suborbital flights. And Virgin Galactic went to about 50 miles, Blue Origin went a little higher to about 60 miles. These guys are going to go to a few hundred miles, but it's more important than the altitude is the speed. Mm-hmm. The speed that you need to get to stay in orbit, which is 17,500 miles an hour, 5 miles a second. So these guys right behind me, they're going to start from zero and they're going to accelerate to that speed in about 8.5 minutes. That's a big deal.
Wow. So Ron, this is an all civilian crew. What are the challenges they face as opposed to, you know, the more traditional military crews?
Well, you know, people say, is it okay to send folks to space that don't have any training? These guys have training. They've been training extensively for 6 months with SpaceX's training program, and Jared actually introduced his own training, which I think has been really, really effective. If you couple that with the fact that the Dragon spacecraft is basically an autonomous spacecraft that doesn't have the same type of interface that the space shuttle would have, for instance, I think that it's doable, and it's going to be really exciting.
Well, so they'll be orbiting the Earth for about 3 days. You've been up there for longer than that. Is it hard for your body to adjust in that short period of time?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. You know, simple things like going to sleep. It took me about 2 weeks to figure out how to sleep in space.
Wow.
And it took me about a month.
A month.
And my first mission was only 2 weeks. So yeah, there's going to be some big adjustments for these folks, but it's going to be so much fun. The biggest adjustment is going to be to adjust to the level of excitement and awe and wonder and seeing the planet orbiting every 90 minutes, seeing a sunrise or a sunset every 45 minutes.
Wow.
It's going to be absolutely incredible.
I mean, looking back on your space travels, any advice you would give them before takeoff tonight? Any specific moment they should savor?
Well, they should savor it all. And I would say, you know, it's okay to take pictures, but take some mental pictures, too. Mm. Try and remember everything, the feels, the sounds, the sensations, because it's when they come back to Earth in a few days, it's going to seem like a dream. Mm-hmm. And they want to capture that and hold on to it and keep it for as long as they can, because it is truly a remarkable experience. Mm.
Do you still remember all that? Is it all still fresh in your mind?
It is, but it is dreamlike, you know, looking back on that, because it's so surreal. You have no context to compare it to. So it's not like comparing it to an everyday thing. It's just a really, really unique experience. And it's really, what I remember the most is a feeling of gratitude. Gratitude for the opportunity to see the planet from that vantage point, and gratitude for the planet that we've been given. And I think everybody comes back a little more eager to leave this place a little better than we found it, to take care of our planet, to take care of each other. You see the true unity of our planet from that vantage point. You see that we're all interconnected and interdependent, and we're just one human family traveling through the universe together.
Yeah. How beautiful that. Is that? That's a sermon.
Thank you,
great ambassador for space.
Oh, my goodness.
Preach, brother, preach!
Ryan Guerin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right, that was great.
That was so.
I've had dreams of being in space and seeing Earth and waking up feeling different. I can only imagine what it's really like. Don't look at me like that. I can only imagine what it's really like to experience it like the way you do.
Wow. I don't even know how that was.
It's going to be a long time till November.
It's been a long time. Never mind.
Coming up next, we were already thinking about the holidays, but our pal Stephanie Ruhle is here to tell us when to book, when to fly, and how to save some cash. Then later, our favorite globetrotter, Keir Simmons, hi guys, joins us live to share his search for the truth behind an Irish legend involving giants. Ooh. When the third hour of today continues.
I really don't know how I was looking at you.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own,
so this is why they call it Devil's River,
trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with our Consumer Confidential. Now, it may still feel officially like summer, but it's already time to start thinking about the holidays.
Oh, my goodness. If you plan on traveling this year, we have helped to score you the best deals for your trip.
Here to share her tips is NBC News senior business correspondent Stephanie Ruhle. Stephanie, good morning to you. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning.
All right, so here's the deal. If you're flying this holiday season, what is the best time, in your opinion, to book?
It is absolutely right now, this week. And I know you don't want to think about that. You're going, I am in the throes of back to school.
Yes.
The last
we
thing I want to do is think about the holidays. But guess
how
what?
How would you describe it?
The throes.
Oh,
the
throes. That was it.
Yes,
it rhymes with throes.
Yes, maybe. I know how stressed you are right now. Yeah. You don't want to think about holiday travel. However, I know you like to get a good deal.
I'm glad you're telling us this.
I know you like to get a good deal. Mm-hmm. This is literally the week to get the best deal for Thanksgiving travel, for Christmas travel. And here's the thing. You know the dates. Mm-hmm. You know when you're going to go. Do it now. Mm-hmm. For domestic travel, Thanksgiving round trip fare is around $300. That is slightly below where we were pre-pandemic. Christmas, it's slightly above pre-pandemic. A round trip flight is $430. But seriously, do it now. If you wait till after Halloween, it's going to cost you 40% more.
Wow.
And as stressed as you are now, you're going to be more upset if you don't get to go on vacation.
Wow. Is it true that the best days to travel, the best days to fly are on the holiday itself? Or can you actually get there in time to enjoy the holiday?
Okay, it is always true if you fly on the holiday, on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, you will get a cheaper rate. However, stress
has a price.
You are right.
I have done that. Right? I have traveled on Christmas, and I can assure you the money I saved wasn't worth it.
And not that empty anymore.
No, not that empty. But remember, this year, a lot of us are traveling, are working from home, so you might be able to be a little more flexible. For Thanksgiving, if you travel the Monday before, that's the cheapest date. For Christmas, it's the Thursday before. You can actually push it for international travel and go on the 23rd. So on normal years, right, you're like, I got to be at work. We have to be at school. This year, it's a little.
What about COVID?
Yeah.
You know, we're still dealing with that.
Okay. We cannot forget that as much as we want to see friends and family, COVID is not behind us. If you are planning to travel, make sure you are checking your traveler's insurance. If you're buying it, see if it includes COVID. Find out from a hotel. Find out from your airline. Do they have accommodations if you need to cancel? Remember, at the beginning of COVID, airlines were being super flexible, and they might still be, but don't assume it. And you must check with your school.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about anybody's mother or mother-in-law, but if I was planning to visit a mother-in-law and found out when I came home my kids had to stay at home and quarantine for 2 or 3 weeks, I probably wouldn't visit her for Thanksgiving. No offense. Make sure you know all of your COVID rules.
That's cool.
Just
so once you know where you're going, what's the best time to travel?
The best time is try to do it those couple of days before. That will make a difference. And really, you just want to book as far in advance as possible. That's really the key here.
Okay.
That's September.
And don't forget to check your points. And you know, like the last year and a half, you may have canceled flights that you forgot about. You could have vouchers.
I found some e-credits. Really? I was booking some tickets and I thought, and I went in and I actually paid for my ticket.
Wow. Okay. There's a really good chance you have got e-credits and you've forgotten about them because the last year and a half have been so overwhelming.
Yes.
And always check your credit card points. The best place you can use them is on flights.
Oh.
And, you know, they don't go up in value over time. Use them or lose them.
This was a public service announcement.
Really
it really was.
Why we love having Stephanie Rule here.
Take the time and go look at those flights. Stephanie, thank you. And for financial advice whenever you'd like, you can head to today.com/onthemoney.
And speaking of traveling, up next, we are heading to Ireland, but this isn't a trip for sightseeing. Our Keir Simmons set out to find the truth behind an Irish legend about giants. Then later, meet two sisters who are helping moms-to-be hit the golf course in style. We'll be right back.
When you think of Ireland, you may think leprechauns and lucky charms, but there's another ancient Irish myth you may not know about. Giants.
As part of his documentary series, Incredible World, on Today All Day and Peacock, today, senior international correspondent Keir Simmons traveled to Ireland to investigate whether the legends could be true. You are in a place that's postcard perfect.
Oh, wow. It is.
I tell you, my friend, good morning from the Emerald Isle. This river is actually well known for its salmon fishing. This village, Bushmills, is of course famous for its whiskey, but there is another legend here that you may not know about. As you say, you know, you may think of Ireland as the land of leprechauns, but here in Northern Ireland, in these parts, they talk about giants. And you know something, guys? There may be some truth to it. On the north coast of Ireland is this spectacular landmark. This incredible place is called the Giant's Causeway. Legend has it that an Irish giant called Finn McCool built it so he could cross the sea to fight a Scottish rival. A little further inland, I meet Brendan Holland.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to Ireland.
He is almost 7 feet tall and says real-life giants really did exist.
That's my distant cousin of 230 years ago.
This 8-foot skeleton belonged to Brendan's famous ancestor, Charles Byrne, who in the 18th century made his living entertaining crowds in curiosity shows. Brendan, like Byrne, might also have ended up being 8 feet tall if the effects of the giant gene he carries had not been controlled. Brendan has investigated the history of this corner of Northern Ireland and discovered that there was once a whole community of giants like Byrne.
This is the quarry.
And according to reports, this flooded quarry was where they buried their dead.
There was an arm bone discovered that far exceeded in length and strength any arm bones ever known to be lifted out of modern graveyards in this country. The thigh, shin bones and teeth were in many instances found as large as those of horses.
This is a real-life land of the giants.
Indeed.
In our own time, there have been many very tall people. American Robert Wadlow was a towering 9 feet. But legends of really, really giants go back thousands of years. There were giants in the earth in those days, says the Bible. It tells of the Nephilim and Goliath. All over the world, there are ancient monuments said to have been built by giants. And of course, there's the Giant's Causeway and the story of Finn McCool. Might there be an explanation for these legends?
We have an expression in Ireland: when we have an exciting story, we say it doesn't lose anything in the telling.
So giants would have been very tall people, but became enormous people like Finn McCool.
And here, in this tiny room, is where Brendan has discovered that one of the greatest teller of tales, Jonathan Swift, wrote Gulliver's Travels. Did he get the idea when he saw the size of some of the locals?
I do think that he may have been inspired by the presence of these very tall people.
Thank you very much.
We visit a pub that Brendan's famous ancestor, Charles Byrne, would have known.
Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Which means cheers and good luck.
But Byrne wasn't so lucky. He died aged 22. That giant gene comes with a serious health warning.
Had I not been diagnosed and cured at the time I was, I could probably have ended up the same as Byrne.
Dead.
Dead.
The recent discovery of this rogue gene means that carriers today from these other Northern Irish families,
Tom and Rosemary Conlon,
many who emigrated to America, can be identified early. Thankfully, most of Brendan's relatives did not inherit the gene.
Damien?
Give me five, Damien.
Recent years, visiting from Virginia.
Bella. Oh, wow, look at you, Belle.
And a chance to learn about their unique history.
Our very distant cousin, the colossal Irish giant.
From their very own gentle giant.
Sweet. Live back here in Ireland, we relocated to the centre of Bushmills Village. Now, Giant's Causeway is just a short journey in that direction, but there are giants everywhere here, guys. Just take a look. This pub is called the Finn McCool. There is the big man himself standing on Giant's Causeway. I used to think I was tall. Now, you can't stand outside an Irish pub, of course, without getting yourself a pint of Guinness. This is Jodie, daughter of the landlord. Thank you very much.
I love this so much.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
You too, Pierre.
My goodness. Thank you.
This is awesome. This place looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it really does. We miss you, Kier. When are you coming back over here?
You have to visit.
By the way, folks, you can watch.
Oh, bless you. I'll be there as soon as I can when I've drunk a few more of these.
All right, there you go.
You'll need it.
You can catch the full episode of Incredible World with Kier Simmons today on our streaming channel Today All Day. It's really, really cool. Oh, we're going to toast.
Are you going to cheers?
Oh, that's
so nice.
Oh, that's cute.
See, now Kier looks like a giant.
He is. Look at that.
There we go. All right, just ahead, we are playing through with two sisters and moms who happen to love golf. See how they are helping moms-to-be stay on the course. And then later, actor Amanda Stenberg is live in studio to tell us all about bringing Dear Evan Hansen to the big screen. We'll be right back. It is time now for our series, Sisterhood, and I'm so excited about this one. So you guys know that I love to play golf, yes. But playing when you're pregnant can be tough for so many reasons, including just finding something to wear. But I recently stumbled on one company founded by two sisters in Minnesota, helping moms-to-be take the course in style.
It was only in the last year that clothing for pregnant women and the standards around how women, athletes having babies, are all changing.
Sisters Anna Sabiston and Kristen Horvath are mothers and golfers, just like me.
You can get workout clothes, you can get stretchy pants and, you know, a sports bra or whatnot. But, I mean, golf, you have to wear certain clothes, and it literally does not exist.
They set out to solve a problem that a lot of us face on the course.
Why do you think there weren't maternity clothes for pregnant golfers?
There's a belief, or there was a belief, that, you know, you shouldn't really stay active when you're pregnant, and I think that has been debunked.
It all started in 2012 when Anna was on a baby moon trip out in California.
I wore a pair of like one size too big golf shorts, and I left them unbuttoned at the top. And then I did find a golf shirt, a polo. So every
did not look super flattering.
No, not flattering. The colors did not match. Every time I hit a swing, You know, you had to redo your outfit.
By Anna's second pregnancy, nearly 3 years later, she was still teed off and decided to take a swing at designing her own pieces straight from her kitchen table.
There's a whole ecosystem in Minneapolis, so we were able to find advisors, manufacturers, pattern makers, all in our local community.
You're often home a lot at night. The kids go to bed early and, you know, it's different than when we had time to go out and socialize a lot in the evening. And so we just kind of rededicated a lot of that time towards putting it towards the business.
Playing Nine officially launched in November 2016 with a polo shirt and a skort.
Women go through pregnancy in different ways. How do you test it? What models do you use?
That's a really good question. Design changed because of that very reason. So for example, we only have a pocket on the back of the skort. Most of my normal golf skorts have two pockets on the side, but we found that as the body expanded in different ways, you could get some sort of funny bulges.
The line has since expanded to include a sleeveless top and a tennis dress.
Maybe white is a color that you wouldn't normally choose to wear when you're pregnant. It's not the most slimming color, but a lot of tennis clubs have a mandatory white requirement. But funny enough, white is the biggest seller.
And the feedback they're getting, well, let's just say it's above par.
A lot of people are reaching out just so happy to have something so that they continue to be able to stay active.
I will say in the tournament I played in, my final putt on 18.
It was amazing.
You saw it?
Yes, he saw it.
It really makes a difference to go out there and feel like you look good. And I mean, you guys play such a big role in that.
If, you know, you, Dylan, have ideas of other sports you've been struggling to find clothes for, or if anyone watching today does, reach out. We are eager to keep filling those needs, make sure that expectant moms have great clothes to wear.
Oh, that's so nice.
And you want to feel good and look good on the golf course. And when I played in that American Century Championship golf tournament in Lake Tahoe, playing nine provided the clothes for me because there are no other clothes. And I absolutely loved wearing them. And it turns out I actually played some of my best rounds of golf 6 months pregnant. Wow. So there's a selection of the outfits I wore. And it's
awesome.
If you look good, you play good. It's a mental game. So
you know what? You don't know what somebody else is going through until you're in your shoes, right? And so when they said, of course we saw you, because they understand, right? And there's a whole sisterhood. Oh, I did not even do that on purpose. There's a whole sisterhood that I recognize, even with the spot that I learned.
They get it. And the clothes are so comfortable that I even wear them just
because.
Around.
There you go. I still wear my maternity yoga pants, please.
I'm wearing my maternity pants.
Good for Thanksgiving.
I love our next guest. I just think she is such a rock star. There she is, Hollywood star Pamela Stenberg. She's live in studio. She's going to tell you all about the Dear Evan Hansen movie. She is phenomenal in it. And then later, TikToker Simply Sal will be here to share some of his favorite gadgets for the kitchen and his hacks to declutter your space. We'll be right back.
We are fortunate this morning to be catching up with a multi-talented actor, Amanda Stenberg. First soared into our hearts in The Hunger Games, then as Star Carter in the 2018 film The Hate U Give.
Now she is starring alongside Ben Platt, showing off her musical skills in Dear Evan Hansen, a film adaptation of the Tony-winning Broadway musical.
Amanda plays Ben's classmate, Alana, a young woman whose bubbly exterior hides her own feelings of loneliness. Amanda joins us now. Thank you for being here in person.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
My goodness, between The Hate U Give and this role, you've had me crying all over the place. So let's talk about this one. I thought it was interesting. You haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway.
No.
So in many ways, though, you were able to take this role and almost advance the character. What was it like working with Ben and just really coming together for something where the expectations are so high already?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was definitely nervous, especially because so many brilliant actresses have played this role before. But I think Alana was already written really differently for the film version by Steven Levinson, because we just have more time to get to know her since it's a film. And so we got to add this completely different sort of side to Alana, where we understand that she's also someone that's struggling with depression and anxiety, and it's just presenting differently in her. Which was really gratifying to be able to do, because I think the ways that girls deal with like neurodivergence presents itself very differently than boys, and so it often goes undiagnosed or not treated correctly because we kind of respond to what we're dealing with by overachieving, overperforming, being hyper-perfectionists. And so that's kind of what we were digging into with
this film. On the outside, everything looks just fine.
And in fact, it sounds like this film, playing this character, has kind of changed your perspective on things, that you've found out about things that obviously a lot of us don't know about.
What kinds of things?
Well, when you're talking about neurodiversity, things like
that. Mental health.
You know, mental health. Sure. This is a real issue now, and it's come to the forefront, and a film like this really shines a spotlight on it.
Yeah, totally. I don't know if I learned about mental health from this project, though. I mean, in many ways, I learned a lot in terms of the organizations that, like, Dear Evan Hansen pairs with and everything. But mental health very much is like a personal journey for me as well. You know, it's something that I've been contending with for years and years. And so it's something that I felt like I could kind of draw from my own personal life and add to the character. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like there's such good chemistry amongst the cast. I mean, obviously, you guys are doing what you do in a film, but behind the scenes, I mean, through the pandemic, there's not a lot of interactions with a whole bunch of different people. I mean, you guys have each other. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting, you know, spending various holidays together. The Halloween story with you and your castmates.
Oh, yes, that fateful night. Yeah, so the first time that I hung out with the cast was on Halloween. We had like a small Halloween gathering, just us, the cast members. And I got there, and the first thing that was propositioned was Nick Dadani said, "Why don't we have a seance? It's Halloween, you know, let's pull out a Ouija board." And I was like, huh, all right. You know, I was like still getting to know everyone. I wanted to like go along, roll with the punches. And so he pulled out a Ouija board. He had us all kind of say a prayer and like bless the spirits and
everything.
Were
you like, what is happening?
I was like, this is a weird first hang, for sure. I was like, weird first hang. And then all of a sudden there started to be this like loud thumping like coming from the walls, and then the lights started flickering on and off, and of course we all started freaking out, and we were like, okay, we've taken this too far. And me being the person that I am was like, I'm gonna confront this sound. So I like dashed up the stairs to figure out where the thumping was coming from. I get up there and I find a speaker hidden in like the closet.
So it's just,
and Ben Platt and Nick Dadani run after me, and they're like, it's a prank, you have to go along with it, you have to go along with it.
They really went all in on the prank.
They went in. So what they did is they, before we got there, they installed remote controls onto the light switches that Nick could control from his pocket. They created like a half hour sound bite that played the thumping noise from upstairs. And it wasn't in like an hour until the prank. It had gone really far.
Oh my goodness.
Until everyone finally realized that it was a prank.
God.
And I had to play along. And it was a mess. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You guys have bonded after that.
And we've been friends ever since.
Exactly.
Yes, we've been closer than ever.
Well, congratulations, Alil. Thank you so much for coming. I think people are really going to like this. Dear Evan Hansen from our sister company, Universal Pictures, is out in theaters September 24th.
And when we come back, it's our series, TikTok Made Me Try It. TikToker Simply Sal here in person sharing some of his organization hacks. Like, how do you fix that messy sock drawer? Ooh. As the third hour of today continues.
I need that.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
This week, we're having some fun with our series, TikTok Made Me Try It. And our next guest is a father of four whose kids told him, Dad, you're too old for TikTok.
Well, apparently Dad knows best because Sal Farzian's account, Simply Sal Finds, has 1 million followers.
He shows us which household items are really worth buying. He's got a few here for us today. Sal, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start in the kitchen. What do you got?
Absolutely. So first off, these silicone containers are a real game changer in the kitchen.
Okay.
They stand. Yeah. They open and zip shut. So right. No need for lids. That's really a huge benefit.
Oh. And you're not wasting plastic doing individual bags.
Are they hard to clean?
They're not. You can rinse them, obviously, but you can also toss them into the dishwasher for easy cleaning.
I like that you say you don't need lids because I lose lids like crazy.
I do too.
What about this? Yeah.
So this clip-on strainer, this is actually one of my favorite accessories in the kitchen. And the best part is it's under $10. It's super affordable and they easily clip on to pots for easy straining of pastas and other foods. And you can also attach them to bowls for straining fruits and vegetables.
Oh, nice.
This is so awesome. Yeah. And then really quickly, what about the, ooh.
I am obsessed with this portable blender.
Yes.
Portable.
Yeah, it's super portable. It's rechargeable, which to me is a must-have for on-the-go families. Mm-hmm. If you are, you know, someone who just, you know, tends to work a lot, or you're going to the beach, going on a picnic, you're going to the gym.
So whip up a smoothie.
You can make smoothies, protein shakes, juices.
Power it up.
It works.
Yeah, it only takes a couple hours to charge up fully, but you can it can last all day.
Does it blend well, though?
It does. It does. So it works also well with strawberries, bananas, all kinds of fruits. And it also comes with this little ice tray.
Okay.
So you can crush ice and make
fantastic.
Your mixed drinks.
That's awesome. What about your spices?
Spices. All right. One of the challenges that I have at my house, and I'm not sure if everyone else has it, but we can't find our spices when we need them.
100%.
So this spice organizer may be a good solution for a lot of people because of the fact that it has a D-shaped design, which makes it super convenient to fit in most cabinets.
Oh, my gosh. I love this.
It's got a dual kind of swivel action as well, so you can easily find the spices that you need, which is really convenient. And another food for thought that you can also use this for, which I thought about coming into the studio today.
Okay.
You can also use it for perfume bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And medicine bottles.
Wait, we have the QR code. Do we miss that back?
So
people can scan it and get it in.
And if you alphabetize them, they're even easier to
find. I do alphabetize,
but
people in my house do not put them back in alphabetical order.
Nutmeg goes
but enough
nutmeg.
About that.
Sorry.
Socks.
That would be me. Oh, this is genius.
This is, yeah.
Can I take this one? I'm just kidding. I'm taking it.
We really love these dividers. So for us, I mean, what's really nice about it is they clip onto each other, so they make this honeycomb shape that they and you can customize for any drawer, which is awesome.
The kids' socks?
Buy these for whatever fits in your
drawer. Yeah, kids' socks. Sorry. You can use them for ties and other types of garments as well.
This is such a great idea. Now, probably not too expensive either.
If you could only find the missing socks,
that would be
spectacular.
Right. Ooh, what is this?
I love these little gadgets.
Okay, with fall coming up, which is my favorite time of the year, so with Halloween and Thanksgiving coming up, mug warmers are very essential, especially for our house. Mm. I work from home, and so having my coffee hot for hours on out is really important for me. Mm-hmm. But not only can you keep your coffee warm, you can keep teas as well as soups.
That's a really, and then what is this?
It only heats up in a couple minutes.
This is adorable.
Ooh, little mini waffle makers.
Mini waffle makers,
waffle makers.
Yeah, you can make these cute, you know, pumpkin shape and skull shape waffles. And you can really get really creative with the recipes as well.
That's fantastic.
And they're compact and portable, so you can pretty much save them anywhere you want.
Well, Sal, thank you so much. Simply Sal,
great.
Thank you.
This is why you're popular, because you find things that sometimes we wouldn't find.
On our own.
But they're actually useful.
And you can find all these products on today.com/shop. For more of Sal's favorite organization products, head to our TikTok page at Shop Today. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow in the third hour, we are wrapping up TikTok with the woman known to her followers as the Snack Queen.
But up next on Hoda and Jenny, Jenny, Emmy, and Tony winner, Nathan Lane.
That is tough to say. Don't forget, download the Today podcast to catch up on all 4 hours of our show whenever, wherever you want. And we will see you guys tomorrow.
Are we going to Al's house for a snack?
You bet. Come
on.
Let's get started.
Snack King.
I'm not going anywhere.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.